Salisbury is celebrating Poetry Week, and events have ranged from workshops and open mics to writing for middle school students. This is Don Rush. Featured this week is award-winning poet Chris Salerno, who has authored a new collection entitled The Mangrove. Salisbury, of course, is celebrating Poetry Week. One of the questions I have is, how important is poetry, given the social media that we now seem to be swimming in? How important is poetry in this era of social media?
I think it offers us, a view of what it's like to live in the world at any given moment. And so to me, it's always as important as ever, because it's always going to offer this sort of portrait of what the world is like or what living in the world is like at a given time. And so it never... the stock of poetry never goes down for me, because I think it's always going to reflect back what's happening to some degree. And I think, we just saw Amanda Gorman's, amazing inaugural poem, which resonated with so many of us across the country, across the world even, and kind of reinvigorated, poetry for us to some degree. And it's great to see her everywhere and to see her poems everywhere. So I think it's, I think it's always important, and I think it can offer, it can offer us a great reflection of who we are.
I mean, one of the things that strikes me about poetry is it requires a certain amount of engagement, larger than, say, for instance, even reading a book, because the words are so intricate and reveal so much, even in a very short period of time. Or if you read them once, if you go back, you find that they say something slightly different, or you find new meaning. You certainly see that, for instance, in Shakespeare, for example. What about, does that make poetry more difficult in some ways for maybe the average person who's been just simply, the latest tweet, and then they move on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is tough, and because of what's happening to our attention, and our attention spans as a society. And I think it's certainly harder to make space for this kind of concentration. I've always, seen this, the greatest challenge is just, commercialism and marketing and advertising. I mean, the amount of language that's coming at us throughout a day, that it has a deleterious effect. It really we lose trust in language, because of how much of it is being thrown at us for reasons that we, don't even care about. We're being advertised, language is being used all the time and manipulated, and we're being manipulated by it and so on. And so, for some people, it may be difficult for them to say, I'm now going to sit with language, and even if it's difficult. But, I think a poem is, I like to define poetry as a special occasion of language. I think... we just had Easter, and people dressed up and go to church and take part in formal set of rituals and sing hymns and commune. And to me, a poem is like that. Dressing up language and treating it as a sacred thing. And I think if people who are willing to sit with it, they are usually rewarded. And lastly, about that, I would say if you don't like this poem or this poet, there's someone else that you will, that will resonate with you. I mean, we have such a diverse set of, styles and aesthetics in poetry today. I mean, there are just so many kinds of poetry and poets, it's great.
Turning to the oral tradition of poetry, it seems to me that it comes alive when heard as opposed to lying on the page.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, voice, and there are poets who do specialize more in the oral style. I mean, a lot of what we call slam poets and so on, spoken word, they're meant for the stage rather, and some are meant for the page and so on. And that, but you're right. I mean, there's that other dimension to actually having the poet in front of you, having the reading, going on in front of you, and it certainly adds to it. And sometimes the page can be kind of a lonely place or a quieter place. And there's a real value to that. And, that's why it's important to have these kinds of venues for poetry to take place, because I think You're right. Being there in person and experiencing, hearing a poet, it can be more moving for some people, I think.
So finally, what do you see as the future of poetry? I mean, obviously, it's not going to disappear. You see more and more inspired poets. What does that landscape look like?
Yeah, you know, it's great. I mean, I think there's so much happening on online right now. Instagram, younger poets, poets, you know, people like me have never heard of, who, you know, have 50,000 people following them, and they're writing little pieces of poetry every day on Instagram and posting them. And, Amanda Gorman, or, you know, and we have, you know, Joy Harjo, our poet laureate of the United States, Louise Glück, who just won the Nobel Prize in literature for her poetry. And so, you know, poetry is marching forward, and I think it's more popular than it's ever been to some degree. I mean, there are more publishers, more presses, more venues, more magazines. I'm, you know, amazed at how many I discover really every day in my own little online community. So I think it's only going to get bigger, and I think the online realm has really helped boosted the popularity of poetry. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's only going to grow.
What do you make of a small city that, such as Salisbury, that goes out of its way to celebrate this kind of literature?
You know, it's amazing. I want to thank the Community Foundation and Maryland Humanities and Tara Elliott, who's the founder of this Salisbury Poetry Week, and she and others are just a great example of the amazing energy surrounding poetry right now. I'm stunned by it. I've been down to Salisbury and to that area and done some work with the community, and I was blown away by how many people down there are devoted, you know, and so interested in poetry. It's really been stunning, and the Salisbury community and the Poetry Week there has just been wonderful, and I look forward to meeting more of those people as this week goes on.
Award-winning poet Chris Salerno, who has a new anthology coming out later this year entitled The Man Grave. He is also participating in the Salisbury's Poetry Week. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.